With us right now is Rebecca Labina of the Northwest Missouri State University Small Business Development Center. Rebecca, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Barry. Good morning.
Good morning. It's great to talk with you ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday, and thanks for sparing us the time. I know everybody's like running around getting their last minute things done. When I was in the store yesterday, it was a madhouse.
Yes.
So, yeah.
I was actually at the grocery store yesterday, too, so it is busy.
It is busy. So you were preparing, and I was preparing, where everybody's preparing for Thanksgiving, but business people are also preparing for next year, right? We were talking a little bit about that before we get started.
Yes, and so, yeah, we don't want them to feel like they're in a madhouse, right, or a mad rush at the end of the year, and that's coming up quickly. And so now that you've got, you know, 6 or 7 weeks or so before the end of the year, this is the perfect time to go to set aside time to plan for 2023 and shore up 2022.
Okay, so what are we talking about? Something going beyond taxes? I mean, I know preparing for taxes is huge.
We are. A lot of it does tie into taxes, though. And so let's just tackle that first with the taxes, because it does have a lot of branches off of it. So prepping for the tax season, if you're a small business and you haven't already made an appointment with whoever does your taxes each year, you need to go ahead and do that. You need to do it now. Get an appointment before the end of the year. Don't wait until, you know, February or March of next year. That's too late. And here's why. There's so many things that a CPA or your accountant can assist you with tax-wise if you just go to them in advance, you know, before the end of the year. There might be some write-offs you can take, some tax credits and stuff that may not be available once you pass, you know, December 31st. So it's very important to reach out to whomever that is for you. But beyond that, I want to make sure that I touch on maximizing your profits for your business. And so I know that a lot of small businesses, any business, period, small, medium, large, is going to try to minimize their tax burden, and completely understandable. However, if you have goals in the next, you know, 3 to 5 years of expanding, building, or you know, adding employees, or who knows, maybe needing some equipment or some big repairs coming up, whatever the case may be, what you need to do is to not take every single possible tax break you can get, and instead show the actual income that comes into your business. And the purpose for that is because when you do need to go and get financing or to get a line of credit, they're going to look back 3 years on your financials. If you decide that you're going to close your business, they're going to look back over the last 3 years to assess the value of your business. And if you have devalued your business by, you know, depreciating every asset to the point that it's not worth anything on paper, then that's the value that it's going to hold to someone who might be financing your business. So these are the types of things that you need to talk over with your accountant, but also just understand that while in the short run you might save money on taxes if you take all those breaks that are possible, but in the long run, if your goals are to grow and to build and to, you know, like we talked about before, somehow expand or scale your business, your best bet is to show as big a profit as you can in the short run, pay the taxes, but in the long run, it will benefit you greatly, because it'll be easier for you to get financing, lines of credit, for you to sell your business should you decide, those kinds of things.
So it's a real balancing act then, isn't it?
It is. And a lot of that, again, goes to the planning side of things. So when you're talking about the next few years, you need to have those goals in mind. If you are living by the seat of your pants kind of thing and just, you know, selling and doing stuff as you go along and not really making any long-term plans, then, you know, it'll be very difficult to grow your business and expand your business if you don't have those goals set in stone And so that's why it's important to make those plans in advance so that you can then have the knowledge that you need to make good decisions.
Is this one of those cases where then having access to a living person rather than, say, a software program, having access to a living person who can give you sound advice about this balancing act, that's really where that comes in, doesn't it?
It absolutely does, because you can use software to do taxes and stuff. A lot of us do it on a personal level, right? You can do TurboTax or something like that. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But as a business owner, you need to consider those advisors around you that can really, really help you, your attorney, your CPA, your banker. Let them know what your goals are. Make sure you know what your goals are. And then figure out strategically how to get there and let those advisors help you by planning for that in advance.
You know, when you say that, I can see where at first somebody might say, well, of course you know what your goals are. You're in business and all that. But I think that that's really a good point, because you may just be thinking day to day, you know, getting the product out, the service out, mm-hmm. taking care of your customers and all that, and you're focused in on these really important things. But the long-term goals may have been something that you haven't really thought much about.
Absolutely. So, you know, it's more of a strategic thought process. Like, okay, I want to grow my business. Great. That means I need to, sell more stuff, maybe? Have more service. If I do that, do I need more people? How am I going to pay for more people? When do I know that I need more people? What are some milestones along the way that I need to really work to get to so that I know that I am progressing in that direction? So that type of planning is what we can do with you at the Missouri Small Business Development Center. And there's no charge for our services because of how we are funded through the Small Business Administration with matching funds from Northwest Missouri State University. So I would offer that anyone who wants to come in, I would say that any small business who hasn't considered long-term planning, and by long-term I mean more than just the next few months. But, you know, for the next year, what are your goals? How are you going to reach them? And how are you going to make sure that you're accountable to those goals?
Mm-hmm. And so talk a little bit about that accountability part of it, because I think that's, you've got to be able to measure yourself mm-hmm. to know where you are on this scale.
Yeah, absolutely. And so in order to be accountable, you have to have something that is a measurable goal, right? So you have some tasks that lead up to that measure. So like leading indicators. And so it's like, okay, I need to sell this many widgets, right? Or whatever the case may be. So I got to sell X amount of widgets, and then I'll be able to afford to do this goal, whatever that is, whether it's purchase a building or it's, you know, add an additional employee or what have you. Pay for some outside marketing or what have you. So, you know, but it's measurable. It's like, okay, I can measure how much money I'm making each week, each month, and see if I'm moving towards that goal. And if I'm not moving towards the goal of selling X amount of widgets, then what can I do in order to be successful in that particular objective? Here's what I've done. It's not working. What else can I do, you know? And so you can pivot a little bit. And again, the Missouri Small Business Development Center can help you with coming. I mean, you don't have to figure it all out on your own. That's the beauty of it, is that there's human beings out there who can help you beyond, you know, Google and what you read. So,
yeah, human beings who also have access to fantastic programming material, software, and databases.
Yes,
that can draw on all that to help you make a decision.
Absolutely, we can. We can show you where your market is, how big it is, what percentage of your market you currently hold as compared to your competitors, what percentage do you want to hold, and then, you know, help you with brainstorming some strategic methods to get to your goal, and making sure that, you know, your goals are feasible as well.
Mm-hmm. And so this is something that really, it's a good place to start with you. And maybe that's as far as you need to go.
Yeah. It will just depend on each individual business owner. But I wanted to circle back to what you said about the software, Barry, because we do have like projection-based software so at our disposal where we can put in what you've done over the year and we can project out, like, if you want to, you know, decrease overhead by a certain percentage, we can show you what that will look like, you know, to your bottom line. Or if you add an employee, we can show you what that looks like to your bottom line. So that you can know, you can mathematically, I know math is not everybody's favorite subject, but, you know, I love it. And so give it to me and I will help you with it. Our software, we can help define that for you. Like when you reach these dollars, X amount of dollars, you will be able to afford another employee.
We're talking with Rebecca Labina of the Northwest Missouri State University Small Business Development Center. And the SBDC is located for here, is located in the Chamber of Commerce building.
That's right, in St. Joseph.
3003 Frederick Avenue.
You got it.
And give your phone number again.
It is 816-364-4105, and that goes directly to me.
Talking with Rebecca Labina of the Northwest Missouri State University Small Business Development Center. Our topic has been preparing for your business, preparing your small business for 2023. We talked a lot about taxes. That's always a big deal, and it takes a lot of preparation. But there's more. I mean, there's actual running your business.
Yeah. There's other stuff you got to do besides worry about your taxes, right?
Yeah.
Taxes is everything from, you know, counting your inventory to making sure that, you know, you have the right information on your employees. So when you send out their W-2s and stuff, they still have the correct address. So that's urine stuff that you can tidy up. But I wanted to talk about your customers. So your customers is what, you know, makes your business go round, right? Them and your employees both. And so
can't do it without them.
That's right. You can't do it without them. And so this is the time of year, I think, that it's especially important to thank your customers for their support of your business throughout the year. And, you know, maybe even offer them some type of year-end deal because they're an existing customer or a long-term customer. And then also see if, you know, by offering in that, you might be able to get a little bit additional information. You know, maybe you can get, maybe there's a drawing or something, no purchase necessary, you know, for existing customers only. That's just an idea. And then they give you like their name and their cell phone. So now when you have their cell phone, you know, you can text them in the future for future deals or something that's going on. And maybe you didn't have their text number before, mobile number. And then, get their, maybe if you don't have their address, maybe all you have is their email, then maybe you ask for their address, you know, so that then you could do mailings or something in the future. So again, a lot of this is strategic in the fact that you're thanking them at the same time that you're gaining access to some additional information for them to better market to them in the future so that you can grow your business. I mean, these are customers that you already have, and most people have heard that, you know, retaining an existing customer is so much easier and much more budget friendly than getting a new customer. And so
that makes so much sense. Mm-hmm. But the trick is, how do you retain them?
Yeah, that's true.
Without driving them away.
That's right. And so, you know, I can point to a couple of instances from my personal experience. And so the insurance company that I'm with, they actually called me. When I switched to them, I just knew that they were a bigger name. And I was very unhappy with my previous insurance agent, right? So it's really the person more than the company itself that really, again, that goes back to your employees and the interaction they have with the customers, right?
So really important, really important stuff, that personal contact.
It is. So that insurance company lost, you know, me and all my business with my family and cars and house and all that good stuff and life insurance. And we moved on to someone else. And so this one, we'd always heard good things about. So we went with them. And then on my birthday, I got a phone call from my insurance company. And I'm like, hello? You know, because you don't you don't know why your insurance company is calling you out of the blue, right?
Yeah.
And so it turns out they were like, oh, we're just calling to tell you happy birthday. And I was like, well, that is so sweet. And I know, you know, that I'm on a list somewhere that they're calling everybody that has a birthday. But it was the person that was in the office that I talked to, and they called me. And that simple personal touch just made a huge difference in how I view my insurance company, right? So, and anytime I've ever went into the office there for whatever reason, you know, to pay or what have you, because I'm still old school, I go in there and pay like 6 months at a time, and I could do it online, but I just decided to go in there. Mm-hmm. It's on my way to work. And so, and so I do that, and they're always so friendly and so nice, you know, and they immediately take care of whatever you need. And, you know, give me my receipt and stuff. And they always answer any questions I have and call me back if I have questions. Which you wouldn't think you talk to your insurance person that much. But, you know, I have lots of questions from time to time. Like, I hear people say bad stories, you know, like, oh, hey, this fell on my fence and my insurance company doesn't cover it. I didn't know they wouldn't cover my tree. So then I pick up my phone like, hey, will you cover my tree if anything happens? And then they tell me if it's something that's not covered, I'm like, well, I want to make sure that that's covered, you know. So they've always been really very friendly and very knowledgeable, and I appreciate that as their customer. So that is all to say, just to go back to my point of this is the time of year for you to give thanks to your customers as well as your employees. For just being there, you know, for your company. And whether that's in the form of a holiday card or a holiday email or some special, you know, discount for existing customers or whatever the case may be.
You know, I think I'm really glad you brought that up because we talked about technology a little while ago and how wonderful technology can be, but one of the downsides to it is it seems non-personal mm-hmm. in many respects. Mm-hmm. And if that's the only contact that somebody has with your company, then you're missing the opportunity to establish a personal contact. And ultimately, there's no replacement for personal contact.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people would be surprised by something that adds a personal touch, what difference it can make to so many other people. And an example is that when I have a speaker come in to talk, I just write them a thank you note, right? Like with my handwriting, I write the thank you note. I don't just send an email saying thank you for coming. I actually write the thank you note, send it to them. And you would be surprised how many folks have actually reached out to me after they receive the thank you note to thank me for the thank you note.
Yeah, sure.
And to say that it was that, you know, they're like, I never get thank you notes anymore from anyone. Like, it was so nice of you to take the time to write this. And I think that's almost sad that our culture is losing some of those, I don't know, what used to just be everyday things that you would do. But just understand that it's appreciated by many people still, that personal touches.
You know, it does make you a little sad that we've got to that point where it's that rare. But on the other hand, that's an opportunity to stand out, because if very few people are doing it mm-hmm. and you start doing it, you can stand out and you'll be noticed.
Mm-hmm.
And you want that sort of positive recognition of what, you know, how you're conducting your business.
Yep, absolutely. That's a good point, Barry, that it could help you stand out. But, you know, be sincere. Whatever it is that's sincere to you. As the business owner, and whatever your mission or vision is for your business, it should follow suit. You know, if people and customers and customer service is truly important to your business, then make sure that that's reflected, especially this time of year during the holidays.
Yeah, that's a good point too, because going back on the other part of it, it's easy to get cynical as a customer with it feels. I'm being manipulated here in a little way, and as long as it's sincere, mm-hmm. I think that shows through.
Yeah, I believe so too. A lot of companies are looking at social programs, corporate social the words escape me now. But it's basically where there's like this philanthropic side of the company.
Right. Social justice kind of things. And just trying to virtue signal.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, whatever falls in line with you. I mean, there's so many companies that are doing that now. You know, you've got the original, like, what's those shoes? Ted's shoes? What's the name of those shoes that you buy a pair, they give a pair. There's some socks that do that as well. You buy a pair of socks, they give away a pair of socks.
Okay.
To someone in need.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And it just, the name escapes me, but it'll be there like later today when I'm not on the radio. It's fine. It'll come back eventually. But the point is that, you know, it makes sense for them, because if you make shoes then you give away shoes for kiddos that don't have shoes, right? That's yep. That's a perfect matchup. Mm-hmm. So, and there's so many things like that companies can do that is sincere to their mission. You know, and sometimes it's just a matter of letting your customers know that you're doing that on the backside. Like, hey, just in case you didn't know, this is what we do, you know, with extra profits. We give it to this charity, or we do this, or we allow for the employees, you know, some companies allow employees to be off a day or two or three a year for doing volunteer work because they believe in, you know, the community and volunteering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all those things are good, and if you can find a way to incorporate them into your regular business practice to where they become, I don't want to say habit in the bad sense, habit in the good sense.
Mm-hmm.
Good habits are good to have.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah. So we've got a couple of minutes left. Any other thoughts about getting ready for 2023?
So maybe just a little recap here. Make sure that you are visiting with the advisors that you need to, making those appointments now before the end of the year. So we're talking your attorney and your tax person and your banker. And then also visit with me or someone about strategically putting together some goals and some milestones and some measures along the way so that you can grow your business in the manner that you want to see your business to grow. And then always take time to thank your employees and your customers in some way, shape, or form that makes sense and is sincere for your company. And then as a reminder, the Missouri Small Business Development Centers, we are Missouri's only in Missouri, but like the Small Business Development Centers are nationwide.
Yep.
And we're paid for by the Small Business Administration. So our services are free, and we have a lot of resources, including the software we talked about earlier, where I can show you like with math software with financial software, exactly, you know, where your breaking point is when you need to add an employee or what have you.
You know, when you mentioned thanking your employees, I thought of the fact that we are in a labor shortage, and it's maybe more critical than ever to give your employees a reason to stay.
Yeah, retention is a big deal, and I know that the Chamber of Commerce is working on it, and all kinds of other folks are trying to figure out how do we get these people to stay, to want to be here, and to not job hop because they might get 50 cents or a dollar more.
Thanks a lot for coming in.
Absolutely, Barry. Thank you for having me.